Thank you very much. Excellencies, distinguished chairperson, representatives of government, civil society organizations, business sector, and all other esteemed colleagues, good morning. It is my great pleasure to speak on behalf of the Working Group on Business and Human Rights at the opening of the 10th session of the open-ended Intergovernmental Working Group on Business and Human Rights. I would like to express my gratitude to the governments, organizations, and experts that have contributed to this ongoing process and for the significant strides we have made in advancing the business and human rights agenda over the years. As we celebrate this important milestone of the 10th session, it is critical to acknowledge the remarkable progress made since the unanimous endorsement of the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, UNGPs, in 2011. As you already know, the UNGPs are the authoritative international standard on what responsible states and businesses should do to protect, respect, and fulfill human rights across business operations. In exercise of our mandate, our Working Group on Business and Human Rights has been at the forefront of promoting, clarifying, and supporting the global implementation of the UNGPs in collaboration with civil society, businesses, states, as well as other relevant stakeholders. As the High Commissioner highlighted, close to 40 countries have now adopted legislation or national action plans on business and human rights, including the recent EU directive on corporate sustainability due diligence. While we have also seen increased awareness-raising conferences, workshops, and events across the world aimed at advancing right-based business activities and investment. Yet, while progress has been made in integrating human rights into business practices, there are still significant challenges. Many business enterprises still fail to respect human rights across their global supply chains. Child labor, modern slavery, environmental pollution, greenwashing, and other human rights abuses continue to undermine the dignity and livelihoods of millions of people, especially those persons in more vulnerable situations. Excellencies, we must recognize that businesses, especially transnational corporations, wield enormous power and influence. It is therefore naive to expect all businesses everywhere and every time to take actions on their own. This is why the significance of this effort towards a legally binding instrument that outlines the responsibility of businesses to respect human rights and contribute to sustainable development cannot be overemphasized. This session offers us a unique opportunity to build on previous work, reflect on lessons learned, and push forward with concrete actions. It is indeed essential that the legally binding instrument aligns itself, complements, and reinforces existing applicable human rights norms and standards, such as those enshrined in the UNGPs and in other relevant ILO and OECD instruments. Our working group continues to engage with the open-ended Intergovernmental Working Group on Business and Human Rights. Just a few weeks ago, the working group co-organized a session at the 13th Annual Forum on Business and Human Rights with the permanent mission of Ecuador to the United Nations and other intergovernmental organizations. The session allowed for a record number of participants from various stakeholder groups to reflect collectively about the legally binding instrument process, including by identifying areas where progress has been made and where challenges remain. At the regional level, the Third Africa Forum on Business and Human Rights, held in Nairobi, Kenya, the first Arab dialogue on business and human rights held in Doha, Qatar, as well as other tailored workshops, trainings, and academic visits led by our working group have provided similar opportunities to raise awareness on the progress made in the process. We therefore look forward to this momentous 10th session, as well as the upcoming consultations to be held during 2025, with the firm hope that they will bring forward innovative solutions that can help us address the challenges faced with a clear commitment to ensuring that no one is left behind. Together, we have the chance to shape a more just, accountable, and human rights-oriented global economy. You can therefore count on us in the UN Working Group on Business and Human Rights at any time to provide any necessary support and resources that will accelerate your work. Distinguished Chairperson, Excellencies, esteemed colleagues, I thank you very much for your kind attention and wish us all a successful and productive 10th session.